Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Producers who may have suffered from production losses this past year may be entitled to some relief from the federal government. Farm Service Agency State Director Hillary Miracle recently appeared on the Market Journal television program to talk about both Stage 1 and Stage 2 of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program.
Yeah, so SDRP Part 1, a lot of producers have already done because it was a pre-filled form. So it was based off of the insurance you already had or the NAP program that you were already a part of to help cover losses in those crops in 2023 and 2024. So what's happening now is the second stage of that. So Stage 1 we really saw come out in August, and it was mostly in August, and then both of them will not be due until April. So we've got a little bit of time, but we're just now jumping into Stage 2. It's the second phase. It's not going to be that pre-populated form. We are going to need producers to go in, work with their local offices, but it's going to be an opportunity to look at those shallow losses, uninsured crops. So it could be crops, vines, bushes, trees. So it's going to be able to take that next level. So maybe you didn't qualify for SDRP 1, but you may qualify for SDRP 2. The other unique piece of this is it is going to consider quality losses. And so that'll be a great opportunity for farmers and ranchers. You know, as we look at this administration and the Farmers First agenda, they want to make sure that we're taking care of our farmers and ranchers. We would really encourage all of our farmers and ranchers to visit their local office, have the conversations, because they may qualify and they may not think they do. Some people that qualified for one may qualify for two. Some that didn't qualify for one will qualify for SDRP two. So it's going to be really important. It's not going to be it's not a form that you're going to be able to fill out completely on your own. So we're going to recommend that you make an appointment at your local FSA office. Go in ready to have that conversation. There is a checklist online you can pull, or the county office can get that to you, so you know what to bring in with you so you're ready to have the conversation. It's a multi-part application. It's not hard, but it could be timely if you haven't come in somewhat prepared. So you get ready to come in and have that appointment, that meeting with your local office. Get that checklist, but basically it's producer certification. And so you don't have to bring in stacks and stacks of paper, but make sure you know what your quality losses were or what your yield losses were. Bring those numbers in. If you have your crop insurance history, bring all that in with you so you know what you did have insurance on and if that shallow loss is going to help. The great part about this one is it's producer certified. So it's not going to be as in-depth. However, there's always a chance for an audit in the future, so we're going to recommend you keep those files on hand at home and you have all of that documentation prepared and available if needed later. So we are just starting application for SDRP 2. SDRP 1 has been ongoing, so both are now going. You can get those appointments to work on both. They are not due until April 30th of 2026, so we've got some time, but as we get into the end of year planning, we wanted to make sure this is on everybody's list of things to do. If you're working with our offices, we've got a great team throughout Nebraska. They're going to do everything they can to help you. If you could make an appointment, that would be really, really helpful. You can find more information on our fsa.usda.gov/NE, our Nebraska website. We can help you there. If you're not sure, do I qualify? Do I not? Feel free to just give the office a call and say, here's kind of what I'm looking at. Does it work? A few other programs that were announced along with SDRP 2 were the milk loss program. And so that would be if we had any losses, we had to dump milk in 23-24. And I know my memory, I look back January 24, we had a pretty big storm. We had a lot of roads closed and we had some electricity losses. So there may be some dairies. So that would definitely be one. If you are a dairyman, you might want to make a call into the office and see what it'd take for that program. And then also the on-farm commodity storage, there's also a disaster program for that. So if you had issues with a bin, thanks to a tornado or something like that, definitely another opportunity to call. Our other programs are ongoing. So fall acreage certification would be one that we have an opportunity to work on. Generally that is done in October, but you can still get those certifications done for your fall crops. So your rye, your triticale, things like that.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.